हरे कृष्णा, अभी प्रभु जी का प्रवचन अंग्रेजी में होगा, जिन भक्तों को हिंदी में अनुवाद सुनना हो कृपया 89 FM पर सुन सकते हैं या ऑनलाइन यूट्यूब पर भी सुन सकते हैं। इस्कॉन चौपाटी हिंदी यूट्यूब का चैनल का नाम है। डिवोटीज आर रिक्वेस्टेड टू काइंडली स्विच ऑफ द सेल फोन्स और पुट इट ऑन साइलेंट मोड। हरे कृष्ण।
Yeah. Rani Gopal Giri Rani Gopal
పరిప్రాజకాచార్య అష్టోత్తర శిష్యం అభయ చరణార్వింద భక్తి వేదాంత గోస్వామి శతోపాధికి గ్రంథరాజ శ్రీమద్భాగవతం కి సంవేద గౌర భక్తవృందకి ఇతాయి గౌర ప్రేమానందే ఆల్ గురీస్ అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గురీస్ అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గురీస్ అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గురీస్ ఆల్ గురీస్ ఆల్ గురీస్ శిష్య గురు అండ్ శ్రీ గౌరాంగ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ వాసుదేవాయ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 14 ద డిసపీరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 42
కచ్చిత్ త్వం నాగమో గమ్యా కచ్చిత్ త్వం నాగమో గమ్యా గమ్యాం వా సత్కృతం స్త్రియం గమ్యం వా సత్కృతం స్త్రియం పరాజితో వాత భవా పరాజితో వాత భవా నోత్తమైర్నాశమైపతి నోత్తమైర్నాశమైపతి కచ్చిత్ త్వం నాగమో గమ్యా గమ్యాం వా సత్కృతం స్త్రియం పరాజితో వాత భవా నోత్తమైర్నాశమైపతి కచ్చిత్ త్వం నాగమో గమ్యా గమ్యాం వా సత్కృతం స్త్రియాం పరాజితో వాత భవా నోత్తమైర్నాశమైపతి కచ్చిత్తం నాగమో గమ్యా रम्यां वा सत्कृतं स्त्रियम् पराजितो वात भवान् नोक्तमैनासमैपति कच्चित्त्वं नागमो गम्यां गम्यां वा सत्कृतं स्त्रियां पराजितो वात भवान् नोत्तमैनासमैपति नागमो गम्यां गम्यं वा सत्कृतं स्त्रियं पराजितो वात भवान् समैनासमैपति
मत्जिस्
कच्चित्त्वं नागमो गम्यां गम्यां वा सत्कृतं स्त्रियं पराजितो वात भवान् नोत्तमैनासमैपति कच्चित्त्वं नागमो गम्यां गम्यं वा सत्कृतं स्त्रियं पराजितो वात भवान् कच्चित् वेदर् त्वं योर्सेल्फ् न नाट् अगमः डिड् काण्टाक्ट् अगम्याम् impeachable, gamyam, acceptable, va, either, asatkritam, improperly treated, striyam, a woman, parajita, defeated by, va, either, atha, after all, bhavan, your good self, na, nor uttamai by superior power na not asamai by equals pati on the road translation and purport by his divine grace Sabai Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada ki translation have you contacted a woman of impeachable character or have you not properly treated a deserving woman? Or have you been defeated on the way by someone who is inferior or equal to you? Purport. It appears from this verse that during the time of the Pandavas, free contact between man and woman was allowed in certain conditions only. The higher caste men, namely the Brahmanas and Kshatriyas, could accept a woman of the Vaishya or the Shudra community, but a man from the lower caste could not contact a woman of the higher caste. Even a Kshatriya could not contact a woman of the Brahmana caste. The wife of a Brahmana is considered one of the seven mothers, namely one's own mother, the wife of the spiritual master or teacher, the wife of the Brahmana, the wife of a king, the cow, the nurse and the earth. Such contact between man and woman was known as Uttama and Adama. Contact of a Brahmana with a Kshatriya woman is Uttama, but the contact of a Kshatriya with a Brahmana woman is Adama. Therefore condemned. A woman approaching a man for contact should never be refused, but at the same time the discretion as above mentioned may also be considered. Bhima was approached by Hidimbi from a community lower than the Shudras, and Yayati refused to marry the daughter of Shukracharya because of Shukracharya's being a Brahmana. Vyasadev, a Brahmana, was called to beget Pandu and Dhritarashtra. Satyavati belonged to a family of fishermen, but Parashara, a great Brahmana, begot in her Vyasadeva. So there are many examples of contacts with women, but in all cases the contacts were not abominable, nor were the results of such contacts bad. Contact between man and woman is natural, but that also must be carried out under the regulative principle so that social consecration may not be disturbed or unwanted worthless population be increased for the unrest of the world. It is abominable for a Kshatriya to be defeated by one who is inferior in strength or equal in strength. If one is defeated at all, he should be defeated by some superior power. Arjuna was defeated by Bhishma Dev, and Lord Krishna saved him from the danger. This was not an insult for Arjuna, because Bhishma Dev was far superior to Arjuna in all ways, namely age, respect and strength. But Karna was equal to Arjuna, and therefore Arjuna was in a crisis when fighting with Karna. It was felt by Arjuna, and therefore Karna was killed, even by crooked means. Such are the engagements of the Kshatriyas. And Maharaj Yudhishthir inquired from his brother whether anything undesirable happened on the way home from Dwaraka. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Chalakaya Chakshuro Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dalatisva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Asindubhyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namaom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swame Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadhi Pashyatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Kachitvam Nagamo Gamyam Gamyam Vasat Kritam Striyam Parajito Vata Bhavan Nottamair Nasamaipati. Have you contacted a woman of impeachable character, nor have you not properly treated a deserving woman? Or have you been defeated on the way by someone who is inferior or equal to you? Hare Krishna. Welcome all the devotees for today morning's Srimad Bhagavatam class. Especially this is, I guess, the first class after Kartik Sunday. We had a very blissful Kartik month. And just like Arjuna is feeling the separation of Krishna, we are all feeling the separation of Lord Damodar and Damodar Ashtakam. But this month is the prelude to the Gita Jayanti month. The Bhagavad Gita will be spoken in this Margashirsha month, and we are all awaiting again a festival of distributing Sri Prabhupada's books, especially the Bhagavad Gita. So this particular chapter in the first canto of the Bhagavatam is a very in one sense sad episode of the Lord disappearing from the world is being described here, and not exactly how the Lord disappeared, but what was the effect of the Lord's disappearance. Because before this, Yudhishthir Maharaj, he starts to see that suddenly the whole world, there are so many bad omens that start to happen, and the regularity of the events that were happening, people started to lose their interest in dharma, the family quarrels started to increase, and the brahmanas were no more interested to do their rituals, and all the omens that he was seeing in the universe, this is called as, you know, Shakuna Shastra. But from the omens you can make out what's going to happen, because it's like the dawn before the event happens, that is, before the sun rises, the sun's rays start to appear. And just from that little light, you can make out that the sunrise is going to happen. The same way, Maharaj Yudhishthir, seeing all the different omens, he is kind of, that something very inauspicious has happened. And more so, the chapter before this, he is already lamenting the separation from his father, from his uncle, the Dhritarashtra. The chapter before this is entitled as Dhritarashtra Quits Home. And Narada Muni, he comes and gives solace to Yudhishthir that do not be worried, that he is on his path back to Godhead. He has gone along with Vidura to the Himalayas, and there he is practicing austerities. And he gives exact timeline when he is going to, from the fifth day, from today, he is going to self-immolate his body. There was no need to burn his body. Like the fire will be generated from within, the yogic fire, and he'll self-immolate himself. And so as soon as he starts to hear that Dhritarashtra is going back from this world, he also, Narada Muni, he also gives a hint that even Krishna, his purpose in this world is now over. Now he is also winding up. So, hearing this, but specifically, Narada Muni tells Parikshit Yudhishthir Maharaj that, please do not quit till Lord Krishna disappears. And so therefore he was, again, if somebody gives you this news that don't quit till that person leaves, so that means that person is going to leave. Wait till I come. So that means you're going to come. So Yudhishthir Maharaj, the moment he hears this kind of news, he becomes very anxious. That, even Krishna is going to leave now. So he immediately sends Arjuna to go and inquire how are the Yadavas. And Arjuna goes and it's almost 7 months. And 7 months is a long time to go and come. Nowadays nobody spends so much time anywhere. We are not given that much, leaves anyway. But Kshatriyas or the people back then, if they used to go somewhere, they used to spend at least a week, a month, based on the closeness of the relationship. But 7 months was unexpected. So therefore, Yudhishthir was even more anxious that what happened, that I sent him with a seva, and seems that the sevak is disappeared. Sometimes this happens in our services, that we tell someone to go and get something and is not to be found. So Yudhishthir, he is of course not doubting the intentions of Arjuna, but how can something must have happened very significant that he is not coming. And then finally when Arjuna comes, he sees Arjuna's face was totally morose. He was very, very down, very sad, and seeing his dejected demeanor, Yudhishthir becomes even more suspicious, that did that incident happen. But he didn't want to jump onto that. He didn't want to directly, kind of ask this question, because it was a very heavy question. Like this, a boy is in love with a girl, or a girl is in love with a boy, and they want to tell the most famous three lines, "I love you." And but he's not able to tell that because of the heaviness of the response. If the response is not proper, then he'll be so totally taken aback. So when the relationship is very strong and you have to ask a question like this, did Lord Krishna leave? It was even more intense than a boy or a girl who is in love, and he cannot gather his courage to ask that question of his life. And therefore he is apparently beating around the bush, asking different questions, but in another sense he is very sensitive that there may be other things that might have happened. And let me go through the series that why someone can be sad. There may be many reasons. And therefore he starts to ask different questions to Arjun, that what is the cause of losing your brilliance? That why is your face lost its luster? That there is no more any luster on your face. And and so he starts to ask a series of questions, and these are also very pertinent to us, because sadness is an emotion that we all experience day in and day out. Anybody here that has not been sad in their life? No one. Something or other in our life doesn't turn up, and then we are sad. And we are also sad when something turns up that we don't want. That someone comes whom you don't want to have time for. Then, you're sad that why did this seva come, why did this thing come, I'm about to take prasad and somebody calls you, Prabhu, can you please do this seva? So you're kind of caught. And so when things happen that you don't want, or when things don't happen that which you want, both give rise to sadness. And in this world, we are all, you know, anticipating and having a desire or fear for either getting some object, that some object is wanted, that we want, we are hankering for, and because we are not getting that object, we are sad. Or like, you know, 2 days back, entire India was sad. There was a matam in entire India because there was an object that was wanted, the cup. And somehow the team didn't perform well and entire India was, you know, in a morose situation. The disappearance of the World Cup once again. So, so when we don't get some object that we are hankering for, then we are sad. Or we don't get a person. We wanting some person in our life, and that person is not agreeing. That also leads to, you know, sadness. Or a position that we want in the company, or say in our career, in our home, that currently we are maybe in a studio apartment, studio, or in a one room kitchen. A studio means where kitchen, bathroom, bedroom, everything is in one room, that's called as a studio. So whether we are in a studio or in a one room kitchen, and we want to change our, you know, situation, position to a better situation, and we are hankering, and in this way we are constantly, you know, having some or other sadness, which because of all these different aspects. So Yudhishthir, he starts to ask that, is your health all right? The first reason why somebody may become sad is where their health doesn't support. Health and happiness, they are very connected. If you are happy, then your health will be able to quickly recover from any ailment. And if you are not happy, then some or other ailment generally comes because, you know, of the sadness, the entire body's immune system is low. So therefore Arjuna is asking, Yudhishthir is asking that, is your health already, is it because you're of weak health that you are sad? And this is a very, you know, common symptom, that's especially a prolonged sickness that doesn't allow us to do our jobs or do our service, usually, no, and make someone sad. Here in Radha Gopinath Mandir, Maharaj had made a special place for the brahmacharis called as Sevasthan. That when you are sick, and so you can be taken care of. Because that is a very fragile situation. Sometimes when the sickness is prolonged, you start to, you know, think that nobody is there to take care of me, and I'm not able to do well. But when you get that, you know, warmth, that support, that when you're sick, then that even if you're not sick, just knowing that there is a place like that, I can go all out to serve Krishna. And even if I fall sick, like in a company, if the boss is sacking employees, because of low performance or low profits, whatever it is, whoever is remaining, they all become very fearful. Ye pata nahi apna kabhi pink slip mil jayega. I don't know when we are going to get pink slip that. And so health is the first question that Yudhishthira asks Arjuna, that was your health gone down because of that which you are dejected. Then he asks, is it because of somebody disrespected you? That everything is well and fine, but you went to some place where you are not wanted, where you are not loved. And usually we can sense when you go to some party, some marriage, some occasion, some family, and immediately you can make out whether the people there want you or not, based on their facial expressions or how they deal with you. So in those places you don't want to stay long, because there are some places where the moment you go, you feel a warmth, you feel so loved, you feel so wanted. And so many of us, we feel that vibe when we come to the temple. The moment we enter into Radha Gopinath Mandir, as long back, Sridhama Sakha was telling this, sometimes for him to go to his home from the gate takes half an hour, but for him to reach the gate sometimes may take 1 hour from here to the gate, because so many devotees are meeting you. There is such traffic jam here that so many devotees, after a long time we meet and we are talking to each other. So sometimes going to the gate takes more time than going to our homes. And such a place, you like to be in such traffic jams, because we are so much treated well. So Arjuna is being asked that, were you disrespected? And disrespect goes much, hits much harder than even sickness. That sickness is a bodily situation, you can somehow overcome it. But somebody insults you, अपना देखा है क्या फेस आईने में, चले आए मेरे पास मेरे साथ रिश्ता बनाने के लिए और समथिंग लाइक दैट. सो इट और नो यू आर इन ए प्लेस एंड यू आर सेड दैट यू आर जस्ट कमिंग टू ईट. लाइक वन प्लेस, वन ऑफ अवर डिवोटीज ब्रह्मचारीज, वी हैड गॉन फॉर प्रसाद. And that Mataji was South Indian, but this Brahmachari was Hindi, so she was not able to speak. So as she was serving Prasad, so she said that, khaiye khaiye sharam to nahi hai. So sochiye, agar koi aapko paros raha hai, somebody is serving you, and somebody says, खाओ खाओ शर्म तो है ही नहीं. विल बी एबल टू ईट? यू कांट ईट. सो दिस पर्सन वॉज टेकन ए बैक. ये माता जी क्या बोल रही है? एंड देन समबडी करेक्टेड, अरे शी डजंट नो हिंदी, शी इज सेइंग शर्माओ मत, खाइए खाइए शर्माओ मत. बट बिकॉज ऑफ स्लिप ऑफ द टंग, नॉट नोइंग द लैंग्वेज प्रॉपरली, शी सेड, of course it became a reason to laugh, but if it was intentional, if it actually meant that, then you feel very sad. So Arjuna is asked that, was it because of somebody disrespected you? And he also says, maybe because of your prolonged stay. कभी कभी होता है दैट एवरी रिलेशनशिप, एवरी सिचुएशन डिमांड्स अ सर्टेन अमाउंट ऑफ टाइम एंड एनर्जी दैट know, that person can give. But if you take advantage of that, sare this ye ghar mein jab bhi jata hu full plate prasad milta hai, so you keep on going there. So then, you know, once the person one time, two time, few times, you know, they may, you know, honor you well. But later, if you prolong stay, Prabhupada tells this story that during Diwali, all the son-in-laws had visited their father-in-law's home. And you know, the only place where, you know, a man may be treated very well is in their in-law's house, at least supposed to be. Once one of our devotees had gone to Punjab, he was married to a Punjabi lady, girl. And when the moment he got out of the station, there was a horse waiting, full chariot style horse, and he was, you know, poor band baja ke saath unko, you know, welcome kiya. He was saying, Prabhuji, aisa lag raha tha, main raja ban gaya. And so they were being treated very well in the in-laws' place. And after a while, they thought, ठीक है, वेकेशन तो हो गया, बट इतना अच्छा हॉलीडे इन मिल रहा है, वाई टू गो बैक टू अवर प्रोफेशंस. सो दे कंटिन्यू टू स्टे, एंड देन फादर इन लॉ ऑल्सो, हाउ लॉन्ग कैन ही कीप सर्विंग, ही ऑल्सो हैज हिज अदर एस्पेक्ट्स. सो ही स्टार्टेड टू रिड्यूस द नंबर ऑफ आइटम्स इन द मेनू. एंड सो वन सन इन लॉ अंडरस्टूड, आइटम कम हो गया मतलब अभी सिग्नल मिल गया. Then another son-in-law, he left after few attempts. Finally, only dal chawal was be served. But still, one son-in-law said, dal chawal se bhi chalta hai jeevan. Kya problem hai? And then one day, finally, this father-in-law had to put a blanket on the son-in-law as he was sleeping and thrash him with a stick to make him understand that you can't, you know, take advantage. And so everyone has a space, has an energy, and if you don't understand that, and you just, you know, keep on dragging, then either they will directly disrespect you, or the respect will not be there. So Parikshit, Yudhishthira is asking specifically, is it because of a long stay you are disrespected in Dwarka? And then third question that he asks is that, is it because you didn't give charity, you didn't share what you have, or you gave charity to a wrong person and he misused that? No, so often we give something to someone and then that person, he misuses it. So you feel sad, are bekar mein isko diya. Sometimes it happens that, you know, traffic signals, we give them prasad, but they don't want prasad, they want 10 rupees. And we're not sure whether they'll use it properly or not. But therefore, you know, we try to usually give prasad. Or you didn't give charity, especially as a kshatriya, as a grahastha. Is it because you didn't share what you had? And there was this research done in the West that happiness and generosity, are they connected? A person being happy and the person being generous, being charitable, are they connected? And they, you know, did a lot of research and they found out that they are indeed connected. Those who are generous in their lifestyle, in their nature, are usually happy. And those who are cringy, and not just happy, those who are generous, but those who are generous are also quite successful. And they found out that, okay, happiness, you can understand that, you know, they, because they are very generous, they are experiencing that the joy of sharing. But they are also successful because they are going one step extra to help the other person. That the boss, No, the work timing is still say 5 p.m. And one who is no cringy, says 4:30 ko chalu ho jata uska winding up. Or sometimes even early, depending on no, which if it's a government institution or a private institution. But those who are no generous, they see what is the need of the hour, and they are willing to no stay a little longer if the need is there. Of course, many times the visiting the entry time is fixed in companies, not the exit time. Pehle 9-to-5 job rehta tha, abhi 5-to-9 job ho gaya. Especially in Bombay, you have to leave very early and then reach very late. So, so they found out that in this research that, you know, those who are generous, they are also generous with their time. They are willing to spend time with an individual with whom they don't have to get anything. Usually we want to spend time with someone, isse mujhe kuch matlab hai, then we spend time. But if that person needs our time, and if that nature of generosity is not there, then you know, then you only look at mera to time waste ho raha idhar. We are not looking at, does this person need me? So therefore, those who are generous, they found out that three things happened to them. They are happy because they are giving joy to someone else. They are successful because they are willing to go that extra yard, and the trust comes that ye vyakti rahega agar zarurat hai, then they give them more responsibility. And third thing is that the person has a very strong friendship with others, because he is there for others. And therefore, as a leader, Kshatriya, as a Grihastha, this was expected of Arjuna, that if there was a need for someone had, and if you don't fulfill that need, then the effect of that is that your happiness will go down. And in lot of these cases of depression, mental health issues, one of the major reason is found to be self-obsession. That you are so much obsessed with your own growth, with your own satisfaction, sense gratification. And that self-obsession, because once you make the center of that, you as the center, then you start to judge everyone around you that they are not helping me, they are not loving me, they are not, you know, giving me. That you are evaluating everyone by how they are giving you, and love is something, affection is something that first has to be given. That in giving you receive. Srila Prabhupada, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he once asked Srila Prabhupada that, Prabhupada, that there are so many people that are coming to you, and it seems that almost everyone that comes to you loves you so much. Itna prem se aapke paas aa rahe, and they are talking to you. It seems that everyone loves you. And then Prabhupada replied, yes, because I love everyone. And because the affection that is there, and then the person can sense that, that here is a person that is willing to go that extra mile. And when we don't do that, when we are self-obsessed, then that often leads to sadness, depression. Therefore, in the West, most of the colleges have accredited, accredited matlab, uska marks rehta hai, called as community service. That along with your studies, as you are, you know, wanting to learn and grow, some hours in a week, you should go and either teach someone or go and help someone who is needy. And it's called as community service. I don't know if it's now in India, but in the West it's, and many ISKCON temples get benefited by that. Because students come over and there is lot of pots to be washed in the kitchen, in the sink, or vegetables to be cut. And then the students come and say, can we do some community service? Because they need the marks. Of course, behind that is also again, maybe self-obsession ki humko marks chahiye. But at least they are, you know, going out and helping even in IIT, you know, studying, there was this particular group called as Manthan, where, you know, you go and help out some needy kids with their education. So that charity aspect is a very important aspect in well-being, and therefore here in Parikshit, Yudhishthir Maharaj is asking, is it because you are not charitable, you didn't help someone, or you helped in a wrong way? You helped, but that created in more trouble for them. And the fourth question that Yudhishthir asks is that, did you break a promise? Kisi ko vada diya aur nibhaya nahi hai. That, now you said that you will help this person, or that you will come to this particular place to be there for the occasion or some promise, and then you didn't live up to the promise. And we know in India, it is, especially with timing, we are all very at the class is announced at 7 and everybody turns up at 9 in our congregation programs. Indian stretchable time, IST. So did you break a promise that if you give a word, and when you live by that word, then that gives you a sense of self-respect, self-dignity. And this also happens with something simple like, you know, putting our alarm. That we put our alarm, ki main 4 baje utunga, that 4 p.m. I will rise. And then we break our own promise. That when it rings, the alarm rings, then you snooze. And snooze karne ke baad jo neend hai, bahut meetha neend hai wo. Usse diabetes bhi ho sakta hai, itna meetha rehta hai wo. That without snoozing if you get up, usme kya sukh hai. So sometimes intentionally people put just before, taki to snooze karke thoda aur 15 minute so sako main. But what it is doing is, you are breaking your own promise. We are devaluing our own plans. So then our self-worth, our self-talk is that you're not, first thing in the morning is you're breaking your own promise. So breaking, did you break someone's promise that you promised? And Arjuna, as we see in his life, that he was very quick to promise. That jaisi kisi ka need dekhta tha, you stood there that, and I'll protect you, and if I don't protect you, then I will end my life. It happened in Dwarka that there was a Brahmana whose sons were dying, and mysteriously they don't know where the sons were going, but they were disappearing after birth. And the Brahmana came and started to accuse the Yadavas that, what is this? If the son is leaving before the father, then that means dharma is not proper, and because you are the protector of dharma as a king, so the Ugrasena and all the Yadavas are reason for this. And when he was accusing, then Arjuna immediately said, why are you accusing? I will protect. And it comes in the Bhagavatam that Arjuna gives a promise that if I can't protect you, then I will enter into fire. And then, again he makes a huge bed, umbrella of arrows, so that no evil entity can enter to take away. But still, when the child was born, the child disappeared. And the Brahmana started to cry, and Arjuna, he started to put the fire, and he wanted to enter. Then Krishna interfered, said, no, let's go and find. And then Krishna travels with Arjuna to the first place, was the Yamalok. Are they there? They are not found there. Then he goes to different planetary systems, interplanetary travel, that is explained. And right on the chariot, these chariots had such potencies that they could fly. And he goes till the Brahmaloka. And even in Brahmaloka, he was not found. That's like the end of the world, end of universe. But Krishna, he takes him beyond the universe and to Mahavishnu. And there, with Mahavishnu, he sees these children. And then he tells that, I did this entire pastime, Leela, just so that I can have the darshan of 200 form of Krishna. Showing the rarity of seeing this beautiful form of Gopinath, seeing the form of Dwarkadish of 200 form, that even Mahavishnu had to, do such an entire leela to take darshan of Krishna. So, like this, there may even some more episodes where Arjuna was made a promise and then Krishna came to protect. Therefore, even in the Gita, Krishna says this, that Kaunteya Pratijanihi Name Bhakta Pranashyati. O Arjuna, you declare, you make this statement that my devotees will never perish, because when you make a promise, when you make a statement, then it is my duty, my vow to live by that, to make that statement true. I may break my promise, like in Vrindavan, Krishna was also telling lies many times. Did you eat butter? Open your mouth. Krishna says, no, mama, I didn't eat butter. I didn't eat mud. I didn't steal butter. And so, breaking the promise is the fourth reason why someone may be dejected. And these are all subtle codes of misconduct, subtle code aspects of conduct. And we may trip in that. Then fifth reason, which some of them are overlap, did you fail in protection? Somebody came to seek your shelter and then you couldn't protect them. And this was a previous, yesterday's verse. There are seven categories who needs to be protected. Out of them, five or more, brahmanas, the teachers, they need protection. They need proper security. Most people don't want to be now teachers or in that education field because there's not much protection there, not much earning there. Balam, children needs to be protected, especially physically and also emotionally. They need to be given proper samskaras. Then cows need protection. Then vriddha means old people, they need protection. They should not feel unloved or devalued because now that they are not working. And roginam, those who are sick, those who are diseased. And sriyam, the women, they need protection, they need to be finding security, shelter. And then he generalizes, or anyone in general who comes to seek your shelter, sharanopashishtam satvam, any living entity that comes to take your shelter. Is it that you didn't give them protection? You didn't, you failed in protecting them. And then comes sixth reason, which is today, that did you not treat a deserving lady properly? That in the culture then was of Varnashram culture, and Kshatriyas, they were supposed to give protection to whomever seek shelter. And if a lady comes to marry or to have a relationship with a Kshatriya, then the Kshatriya is supposed to give such lady shelter. And therefore here in Yudhishthira is asking that, did someone come and you didn't give them shelter, you didn't offer them that need that they have, or you offered to in a wrong way? And Prabhupada elaborately explains. There are two purports in this, two paragraphs in this purport. One focuses on the first two lines, that you contacted a woman of impeachable character, or you didn't treat a deserving woman well. And second is about being defeated by someone. You got defeated by someone who deserved to be was inferior to you, but somehow you got defeated. And that also leads to sadness when you face defeat. And Prabhupada, he mentions that in the relationship between man and woman, there is the consideration of that the whole purpose for coming together of a man and woman is for the progeny, the children that come should be of a higher samskar, of a higher character. Else, if a child comes that is of no wrong character, then he is going to do more damage to the society. So therefore, the whole consideration was that how can we, you know, interact with each other, especially in terms of procreation, so that the next generation is of a much better standard of health and also a mind, that they are born with a better capacity. And this, unfortunately, nowadays is seen as, you know, just caste system, where, you know, one caste cannot marry into another caste, and there is a lot of questions coming up about, you know, inter-caste marriage, that what is ISKCON's opinion about inter-caste marriage, and many things. But the whole purpose was of that, of, you know, that the generation that comes should be of a better, just like, you know, there is a company that produces, say, laptop. Now the next version that they produce, the laptop, should it be a better version or should it be a more degraded version? Better version. Of course, sometimes it happens with technology. Kabhi kabhi lagta tha ki pehle wala model hi better tha. That now they come up with all these, you know, new aspects, and it is poor battery or this or that. Usually in any product line, you always expect that the next product should be of a better standard in terms of resilience, in terms of performance. Same with human beings, when they come together, that the next generation should be of a better capacity. And this was in one ways a kind of genetic engineering, that how different entities can interact with each other so that the output is of a much better product, okay, substance. Nowadays, technologically, people try to do this through the genetic engineering, that, you know, they try to take the best aspects of a gene and they try to combine with another gene. Like the story is often told, that once a very famous Hollywood actress had come to Albert Einstein and she said, "Why don't we marry? Because I am so beautiful and you are so intelligent. Our children will have both these traits. Both the genes will mix and they will be intelligent and beautiful. A very rare combination." And then Einstein was intelligent. He said, "What if it happens the other way? What if the outcome is that they are neither beautiful or they are intelligent like you and beautiful like me? What if it happens the other way?" In China, one man had filed a divorce case after his wife delivered a child, saying that my wife cheated on me, that this is not my child. "Sir, how can you say this is not your child?" "Say, it doesn't look like me." "Sir, it can look like her." "Aisa hota na." "But no, he doesn't look like her also. Mere jaisa nahi dikhta, uske jaisa nahi dikhta. Iske liye ye hamara beta, ye mera beta nahi hai. Therefore, I am filing a case for divorce." And that lady was pleading that she is your child, he is our child only. And then finally she had to reveal the secret. He said, "The only mistake that I did was that I did plastic surgery and didn't tell you. Because before that plastic surgery, I was not so as I look now, and therefore no, I went underwent this plastic surgery. But what that plastic surgery did was to the face, not to the genes. But the child comes because of the interaction of the chromosomes or the genes. So then he was pacified. Oh, it is because of that aspect. So, wrong combination of varnas or colors may give rise to a population that it is more destructive, more disturbed. And Arjuna was also very much concerned about this in the Gita. And he says, Varna Jayate, Varna Sankara Jayate. That if the woman are not protected in the Varnashram system, doesn't go well, then you know the children that will come, they will not know what is their psychophysical nature. They'll be very confused. Sankara means a confused lot. Because in the Vedas, there is the intellectual class, the unka dharma kya hai, unka what type of lifestyle they need to be there, kshatriya, all these are given. But there is no, when there is no proper planning and everything is mixed up, then like in today's generation, we don't know what is our, am I a kshatriya or am I a brahmana, am I a shudra or a vaishya, and practically, we don't have any of these characters fully. Thoda sa kisi pe thoda prominent rehta hai, and sometimes it takes some years of practicing Krishna consciousness where we start to understand that what is my nature, where I feel most satisfied or happy. Job satisfaction is a big term that people don't feel satisfied in their job; they want to keep jumping because the trait was not clear, and therefore here in the way of genetic upgradation in the Vedas was that a Brahmana boy can marry a Kshatriya or a Brahmana, so that the generations go up. But if a Kshatriya marries a Brahmana lady, then the generation comes down. So that's called as Anulom and Pratilom. Anulom is going up, and Pratilom is going down. And Prabhupada herein gives examples and of how different marriages that happened in the Vedic time, like Bhima marrying Hidimbi. Bhima was a Kshatriya and Hidimbi was a Rakshasi. So therefore that marriage was acceptable because it was elevating. But in today's day and age, especially who is of a Brahmanical nature, Kshatriya nature, all this discussion, we should understand this, but to implement this will take as a yuga like Satyuga, where all the traits are very clear for us to do. So here he is in asking this, that did you misconduct with some lady? And Acharya also gives that, is it that you neglected your wife, Subhadra, and you went to some other lady whom you are not supposed to go? Did you approach some other's wife and you neglected your own wife, because of which, there is sadness, because you broke the principles and therefore you are sad. And then of course, in coming verses, then he further asks, did you get defeated by someone? Did you not share your meals with someone? Did you commit some blunder? And then finally, Yudhishthira gathers up courage, musters his courage, to ask this most heaviest question for him, that did Krishna leave? And the coming episodes is that, I don't want to know, as I say, spoiler alert, that you don't want to spoil what's going to come, but you can read this, that how heavy it was for Krishna, for Pandavas, to let go Krishna. Because Krishna did so much in their lives, and Krishna had such a special relationship with them. And losing that was not just an awareness or intellectual thing. It was a very heartbreaking thing. Now, you know, we see this, that, you know, usually when in villages previously, when someone used to pass away, almost the entire village used to mourn, because there was such relationship. Now if someone passes, especially in cities, sometimes even family members can't cry, because they have not invested in each other the relationship. The relationships have become like, nowadays they say, families have become like solar system. Everyone is in its own orbit, and sometimes there is an eclipse. Beech beech mein kabhi wo andar aa raha hai aur aap bahar ja rahe hai to hi hello ho jata hai. We don't eat together, we don't spend time together. So where, then how can that, you know, relationship feel substance? So therefore, you know, when now all the relationships that we experience, they are very superficial. But in those days, and especially what the Pandavas are experiencing with Krishna, is that that relationship was so sacred, so important for them. And this emotion, bhakti is a lot about the bhava that we have for the Lord. It is also buddhi, buddha bhava samanvita, that we have that awareness that how much the Lord is doing, but that awareness turns into affection. If the awareness of the Lord's help doesn't turn into affection, then no, we have not really progressed. And else, we like when we are with Krishna, when we are in Radha Gopinath Mandir, we like this. And then when we are in Maratha Mandir, we also like that. Jahan jaye, wahan ka rang pakad lete. But not like that, that we really miss Krishna. And the speciality is that Krishna has this uncanny ability, a unique ability to make everyone feel special that he deals with. In Vrindavan, when Krishna used to go herding the cows, sometimes to some parts of Vrindavan forest, he used to not visit for months together. Because there are so many forests, Bahulavan, Khadiravan, Velavan, Mahavan, so many one. So Krishna used to plan, aaj yahan jayenge, aaj wahan jayenge. And but when he used to go there, the way Krishna used to, you know, deal with the trees. Now when we, how can we have a affectionate relationship with a tree? But Krishna, when the impact that he used to leave with this, with the trees, was so special that for years together these trees were standing, waiting in separation from Krishna, that Krishna will come again. And therefore, no, when they do aarti, in one understanding is how Krishna is welcomed into the forest, the tree, by the trees. The trees, no, as Krishna starts to come, they start to, you know, blossom and leave fragrance, so that Krishna feels welcome to come there. Agar koi jagah hai jahan pe it's not smelly, you don't want to go there. So it said Madhava, that wherever Krishna goes, the trees are so joyous that they spread fragrance. That's what is the dhupa. And then, you know, deepa. And then the flowers, they become so bright as if they are like fire. And they are, you know, swinging, welcoming the Lord. So like this, you know, beautiful description is given in the Bhagavatam, that the aarti that we do is actually the trees welcoming Krishna back after long separation. So therefore, this is the tree and these are the branches with which we offer the aarti. Or welcome the Lord. So Krishna has this uncanny ability to make everyone feel special. And this is what is love. That those whom you love, those whom you feel loved, is that you feel that this person treats you very specially. That usually a boy and a girl. That why does the girl fall for a boy? Because aur koi usko dekh nahi raha hai, but that boy is doing parikrama after parikrama. Ghar ka parikrama kar raha hai, college ka parikrama kar raha hai, and he is like फॉर हिम इट सीम्स दैट यू आर द मोस्ट यूनिक, ऐसा कोई चेहरा देखा नहीं है, ऐसा कोई व्यक्ति नहीं है, एंड दैट पर्सन फील्स दैट मेरे मैं तो ऑर्डिनरी हूं बाकी सबके लिए, बट फॉर दिस बॉय आई एम स्पेशल. वंस वन डिवोटी वॉज टेलिंग दैट प्रभुजी व्हेन आई गो होम यूजुअली घर पे ना एवरीवन इज लाइक नॉट सो एक्साइटेड व्हेन आई गो होम, बट द ओनली पर्सन हु इज एक्साइटेड नो मैटर हाउ मेनी टाइम्स इन ए डे आई गो होम इज माय डॉग. No matter how many times I go home, the dog is as excited as if it has not seen me. So therefore, I feel that ये केवल यही है जो मुझे प्रेम करता है. Because that dog somehow, no, maybe ना मेरे को खाना खिलाएगा और it will take me out. Nobody is taking me out. Maybe some emotion. But so, what is love? Where you are felt special. You are made feel special. Whether you are special or not is another thing. But Krishna has this most amazing capacity that for, and it's not that he makes you feel special, but he feels that you are special because he has created each one of us in a very special way. Like a parent. For a parent, every child, Shri Radha Gopinath ki, for a parent, every child is special. Like if I ask that out of your two children, whom do you love the most? That's a very offensive question to ask a mother. Of course, maybe after a while, especially when they are small. Now both have different, you know, characteristics, things that they, you know, like or don't like. But the love element stays because that speciality is felt. And not just with the Pandavas, with every devotee that connects to Krishna, that relates with Krishna's pastimes. They all feel this special relationship and therefore they miss that. And for us to know, again go back to Godhead, we need to revive our awareness, and that's what Arjuna does, that after he is so morose, dejected, he starts to count his blessings. That how much affection Krishna gave, how much protection he gave, and he also recount the Lord's teachings. That the Lord is not someone ordinary, that are iske paas time hai iske liye. No, he need not spend time with you, he has no need to be with you. Still, he has come as Shri Radha Gopinath to give time to us, to spend time with us. So when we understand the Lord's special nature, special position, and how he doesn't need to be there, but still he is there. I remember long back, one of my first Vrindavan Yatras, 2001, we were doing Govardhan Parikrama. And when I was doing Govardhan Parikrama, those times thorns used to be there. Nowadays thorns are all gone from Vrindavan. So thorn prick me, first time, and I was, no, in pain, standing there trying to, no, remove the thorn, and no, kab kuch support nahi hai to stand on one leg and to remove the thorn is very difficult. And everyone was rushing ahead because Maharaj was in front and everybody wanted to be with Maharaj. And even I wanted to be, but the thorn has stuck, I need to. And then one person stopped to help me remove the thorn. Although he was also running. He also stopped and to remove the thorn. And when I saw who stopped for me, just a neophyte student who has come, who stopped for me, I can never forget that. It was Krishna Chandra Prabhu. He stopped to remove thorn from a new student, new devotee. And then, you know, I was not special, but I was, that made feel important. That you are also important, let me help you. And then, you know, of course you may not remember, but I remember that. So Krishna makes you feel special, and he misses that. Krishna misses each one of our dealing with him, and therefore, like here the Yudhishthir Pandavas are feeling that separation, remembering how much love Krishna gave. And we also an experience, Krishna need not deal with us directly. So many of the episodes that Pandavas relate are those episodes where Krishna was not there personally, like the episode where the Pandavas were felt, Bhima was fed the poison cake, Krishna didn't come directly. Or when Arjuna was fighting with the Nivata Kavachas, or so many different episodes, Krishna was not there directly. But the devotees, they felt direct presence and help of Krishna. So our coming to Krishna consciousness, our practicing day in and day out, that gratitude, that it is only because Krishna is supporting through devotees, through the mission that Srila Prabhupada has come and started this, that we are able to practice, we are able to know, be here. So therefore, our appreciation for the Lord should increase, and apart from that, the speciality of the Lord's position, how much, how He has arranged this universe and how can we get out. So Arjuna remembered that this verse comes, Vasudevangri anudhyana paribhrimyata ramasa bhaktya nirmatita shesha kashaya dishano Arjuna. That Krishna started to remember the lotus feet of Vasudev, and he also started to remember those teachings that he gave when he was confused in the. So whether Bhagavad Gita Krishna directly speaks to us, or whether we remember the teachings of the Gita in the proper way and understand how much Krishna loves us and what is Krishna's position, the same impact will be there. Prabhupada used to always say that Krishna helped Arjuna directly, and also later just by remembering the teachings of the Gita. So we may not have direct presence of Krishna, but the teachings and the Bhagavatam is there, which is non-different from Krishna. And if we relate, then our causes of dejection, which are 10 in number, some of them we may not be able to overcome. But this is definitely in our hands, that how much in our beatbacks, that how much do we re-establish that lost connection with Krishna. So stop here. Please excuse me if there was anything improper that was spoken, but if there was something that was helpful to connect, to make our relationship strong with Krishna, please accept it as a humble service. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki. We will not take any questions because there is a Adruta dance performance now at 10:30. So devotees can go down, take prasad and come back up for this. A wonderful Krishna's pastimes being enacted by this Odissi group.
Hare Krishna. All the devotees are requested that they can go for prasadam, as at 10:30 the dance performance by Adruta dance